Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking military issues, especially Ukraine, with Colonel Chris Thompson, retired U.S. Army and National Guard, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Big R and Sparks is located on Baring Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000 square foot hardware store and a whole lot more. It's your spring headquarters with lawn and garden supplies, power equipment, and outdoor living. Big R on Baring Boulevard and Sparks next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. Big R, hardware and a whole lot more.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're out of Carson City and back at our home here at the Nevada Trucking Association, and we are pleased and delighted to welcome back to the program Colonel Chris Thompson, retired U.S. Army and National Guard. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
I wanted to follow up with you. Our last conversation was about Ukraine and the war, and we may go over some of the same ground here, but my first question to you is this. Has a war ever ended, with maybe the exception of World War II, with the nuclear weapons, where it didn't end in diplomacy?
That's a great call. I think the Civil War was a pretty decisive, win unconditionally, without diplomacy. I could probably think of several more.
So we're going way back.
No, yeah, in the 20th century, just Korean War, World War I, Vietnam, all of them ended with diplomacy. That's correct.
And so do you see a pathway at this point in time for diplomacy?
I do, and I think that there is momentum building on both sides. And I know it might be painful for the Ukrainians, but there is some momentum internationally, I believe, behind, kind of going status quo on the ground that the Russian forces occupy, and perhaps the Ukrainian offensive that may have even started yesterday or today, according to news reports, is meant to gain back some ground in preparation for a negotiated settlement, maybe. But there's definite growing momentum behind settling this with diplomatic means.
Does it concern you that we now have given the Ukrainians weaponry that can strike deep into the heart of Russia?
It doesn't. According to the Department of Defense and the President, there is a strict restriction on the use of that equipment, that it is not to be used to strike inside of Russia, that it's only to be used inside of the original boundaries of the country of Ukraine. So I'm not concerned if there's been violations, we'd have known about it.
Well, the drone attacks in the last week with the things that were kind of concerning me, and the fact that they now have drones that can do exactly that.
Great question, and personally, I mean, the The reports are that there were 8 Ukrainian drones that were used against Moscow proper in one of the richest residential neighborhoods, and in fact, a neighborhood where Putin has one of his residences. And Ukraine denied responsibility. They said they weren't directly responsible. So did they provide them to Russian militants, insurgents in Russia? Nobody knows right now. I personally think that that was a strategic mistake. It embarrasses Putin to the level that he's going to now be more entrenched in coming out with some sort of victory. But it's the war has progressed. They're shooting inside of Russia right now with their own artillery and their own missiles. So to that extent, it has escalated somewhat.
It's interesting to watch as we spend more and more money. And, you know, from a fiscally conservative point of view, it's stunning to me when we just come out and say, well, we're going to send another $25 billion. $25 billion is a lot of money. But it's peanuts by comparison with what it's going to do to restockpile the U.S. military.
Sort of. But we have to keep in mind, Putin has expansionist intent. There is no doubt about it. He's announced it himself. You know, one of his goals is to reconstitute the old Soviet Union. And so if he does, then we are right back in the middle of another Cold War. And by all accounts, the last Cold War cost $40 or $50 trillion over a 30-year period in order to hold the Russians at bay along the Iron Curtain. And so compared to that, and keeping in mind that, you know, what the Ukrainians are doing to the Russian army in terms of defeating their forces on the ground, they've killed 100,000 Russians. 97% of the Russian army is deployed in Ukraine, which is essentially their entire active duty force. So what they are literally the new frontier of freedom. And so to hold off the Russians, kneecap them, embarrass them, is a major deterrent on any further expansion by Putin.
Do we have to essentially bankrupt their military for this to end?
I don't know about bankrupt the military. I know that they are tapped out. As I mentioned, the vast majority of their army, almost the entire active duty army, is deployed in Ukraine. We know they're having logistics issues. We've got the Wagner Group has 50,000 non-military fighters in the country of Ukraine, 10,000 contractors and 40,000 convicts that were pulled out of prison. I mean, they are literally scraping the bottom of the bucket, and they're hurting economically. And I think the more that can go on, the better for us.
All right, so to go back to my other question, which was, Jackie Rosen, our United States Senator, said on this program that from day one, the United States said that it was going to refill and backfill all of the weaponry that was used. And yet, as we look across the country, our contractors are barely... they're not keeping up. That's the bottom line.
Yep, and it may take some ramping up on our production. There's a normal ebb and flow of the production of armaments and equipment and spare parts and contractors and so. But again, it's a heck of a lot easier upgrading our economic base and our manufacturing base and producing that equipment and those. Weapons and that ammunition, it's a heck of a lot easier doing that than forward putting divisions and corps in forward deployed into Europe like we had during the Cold War, which was massively expensive.
Finland in NATO, what does that mean to you?
That means a lot. I mean, Finland borders on Moscow.
Isn't it 1,800 miles?
Yeah, 1,800 miles. Well, it doubles the NATO front line with Russia. And they are only hundreds of miles from one of the major Russian naval ports. That is a big deal. And Finland's army is nothing to sneeze at. These guys are serious. They beat the Russians, I think, in 1939 or 1940 when the Russians came after them. And they beat them once. And so this is a very positive step for NATO.
All right. In your conversation, I know you have public conversations that you post on places like Facebook, but I know you also have private conversations. How long do you think this is going to keep going?
I think the last year, 6 months ago, whenever I was on here before, I predicted it would be a year or so. I still feel pretty good that maybe over the next 6 months, there is a big window for a diplomatic settlement. The Ukrainian counteroffensive, which some reports say has started today or yesterday, as I mentioned, a lot of the thought might be is that they're going to try to grab some land back out of eastern Ukraine and then make a diplomatic settlement at that point. So I still feel good that within the next 6 months we should see some diplomatic maneuvering, hopefully for everybody.
Does Putin survive?
I think he survives. He's got, you know, he's coming out of the KGB. He's got a lot of the old hands behind him. There's a lot of internecine rivalry, I guess you'd put it, between the Wagner Group head and the Russian military, which Putin, I think, may kind of enjoy because it keeps his military bosses kind of under control and on their toes. And so I think he survives, but his ability to do something else, like another invasion, is going to be, you know, eliminated at that point.
The Wagner Group. You know, we talked about contractors and the potential for how many contractors the United States has in that area, whether in Ukraine or Poland or close by. Do we, at this point, have any knowledge of U.S. contractors?
We don't, and I know...
Is that the best-kept secret?
No, I don't think there's contractors. We don't know of any contractors in-country, and had there been contractors in Ukraine, the Russians probably would have found out about it, and we know about it. I think there are a lot of contractors in Germany and in Poland that are doing training with the Ukrainian forces, but putting contractors in a direct combat role or in a combat theater, I think would be a horribly bad idea. You know, we learned from the Iraq wars that I think our contracting got out of control at that point. And if you talk to any veteran, veterans almost to a person believe that that's a horrible idea. Those contractors are not under military command. They are not subject to the rules of war necessarily. They're not subject to military justice and military discipline. And it's warfare on the cheap. And usually you get what you pay for.
The Wagner Group has pulled out at this point, but they are operating all over the world. It's especially in places like Africa. And we don't pay any attention to Africa in this country.
Yeah, we don't. And you know, there's been a longstanding criticism of both Republican and Democratic presidents to pay more attention to Africa. And I think there are a lot of situations there where I know the Chinese are making a lot of inroads into South Africa for the ports. And it's an area where we really need to pay more attention, not only from the environmental and the political side, but also from the military side. If you know, strategy is something where if you're not focused on a region and you don't take a region seriously, somebody else will. And I think that's what's happening in Africa.
All right, let's take a break. We have so much more. We'll be right back.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
ProGroup Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, ProGroup takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Colonel Chris Thompson. He's retired from the U.S. Army and the National Guard. A lot of people in this country talk about aid to other countries, and they don't want that aid. And they don't understand that it's not just financial aid as financial aid, but it's military aid in terms of we need to have bases all over the world. Can you address a little of that?
Yeah, sure. And you know, the best, I think the best example of how important it is China versus Taiwan. Recently, I mean, there's a lot of things the Biden DOD does that I don't agree with, but one thing that they've done well recently is they've negotiated new bases in the Philippines and new bases in Japan at the south end, which kind of is both north and south of Taiwan, and puts us gives us land bases and ports within striking distance of Taiwan. And so that's the kind of strategic military aid that is really important. And those two companies, or those two countries, Japan and Philippines, are now nervous, and rightfully so, about China taking Taiwan and what that would mean for the region. And so that's kind of an area where it can be really helpful to our national interests and to the countries that are threatened by you know, major powers.
And as you were saying in the last segment, if we're not there, somebody else is there.
That's right. If you take your focus off one of the major regions in the across the globe, somebody else will fill the void.
It's been interesting to watch the Silk Road Initiative, where China is essentially bankrupt so many nations because they put in these ports and built all these roads and things, and now those countries can't afford to pay for them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, China has done pretty good at expanding its port facilities around the world. You know, this is part of their overall program to build their navy. They now have, I think, more active ships commissioned and in service than we do, although not anywhere near as powerful or as capable as our navy. But they are growing. I mean, they've got, you know, billions of people, and they've got a bunch of freshwater ports. So you can build a lot of ships in a hurry with those kind of resources, and they're coming. And you know, I was at the War College in the year 2001, and we had polls back then of the students about who would be the peer competitor in 2025, and China won by a wide margin, by landslide. We have seen this coming for quite some time, and so it's. Their ability to build a blue water navy and project power across the oceans is coming. And I think by 2035 or 2040, they could well be our peers in the Pacific Ocean. They already have two operational carriers, although not quite as capable as ours, but they're getting there.
All right, so now let's look at it from a different perspective, the Taiwan-China situation. So the amount of, this is kind of like when I was in Hong Kong in the year 2000, and they had just done the takeover. And in talking to Chinese people, they said, well, you know, the people in China are our relatives. We go to China all the time. This is not as big a deal as you think. Now, of course, we've seen, you know, the political ramifications and military ramifications have not been good for Hong Kong from our perspective. But Taiwan and China are huge trading partners.
They are, yep.
I mean, you know, if the Chinese were to invade, what would that do to that situation? And the Chinese are huge trading partners with the United States. Henry Kissinger said that, and he's just turned 100, that China's been after Taiwan since the Nixon administration. They've got patience. They're not looking to do this right away.
That's exactly right. I mean, strategically, the Chinese have always been known to take the long view. They will wait decades, if need be, to accomplish their strategic aims. But it's always been the theory that if you engage China economically through massive amounts of trade, that would deter them from expansionist activity. And you know, the thing is, though, with Taiwan, what makes it so dangerous for us is 90% of the semiconductors in the world are made in Taiwan, and virtually all of the high-end semiconductors in the world are made in Taiwan. And that's probably 90% of the reason why the United States is so focused on protecting Taiwan, is that they know if the Chinese government takes over Taiwan, like they did Hong Kong, is they could hold those semiconductors hostage on the entire world economy, or pick and choose who gets semiconductors in the future. And you can imagine what that would do to our economy.
Okay, but I mean, if you look at it, Macau and Hong Kong became special administrative regions, SARs. And the idea was that they weren't going to be touched for 50 years. Even though Macau has got the Chinese control, they did not throw out the American companies. They did not force them to take Chinese partners, which a lot of us thought could happen. Hong Kong, obviously a very different story. The Taiwanese folks who manufacture those chips are building plants in the southwest United States, multi-billion dollar plants. I guess it's a question of how fast does this happen before the need is there. But I still think that the trade portion is going to be a big deal. But let's take another break and we'll come back. I've got one other angle I want to throw at you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to RTCWashoe.com.
Remember 2010 in Northern Nevada, 13 to 14% unemployment, thousands of homes in foreclosure, Nevada's casinos closing? Families in the Reno-Sparks area were hurting. Many were losing everything. Then Story County launched a game changer for our region, a public-private industrial partnership, streamlined permitting, slashed bureaucracy, attracting Fortune 500 companies that made Nevada their home. Story County generated a river of cash to area communities. Economic studies by the state and others for the Gigafactory consistently show positive economic benefits for our region. $4 billion in local wages, $17 billion in consumer spending and economic activity, over $100 million in taxes to Washoe, Story, Reno, Sparks, and Nevada, just for the Gigafactory alone. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're continuing our conversation with Colonel Chris Thompson, if I can get the words out. He's retired U.S. Army and National Guard. So we were talking about China and their Navy. But is the reality that over the next few years, the war is not going to be with ships? It's going to be with satellites and space?
Maybe. I mean, all countries still have a long way to go for space-based weapons platforms. I think right now most of the space-based operations are going to be focused on taking down communication satellites or jamming them or blowing them out of the space, you know, bringing them down. I think is most of the focus. I think we're still quite a ways away from, you know, space-based lasers or space-launched.
Okay, so we've got about 45 seconds here. What you just said scares the heck out of me. We lost Wi-Fi at my house for 3 days, and there was total turmoil in the Shad household.
Yep.
You talk about taking out communication satellites.
Yep.
You're talking about a lot more than just, you know, Wi-Fi at my house.
Yes.
That would be incredible.
It would be devastating. And the Chinese are putting a lot of effort, we know this, into anti-satellite operations. And I think that was, in large part, one of the reasons why we've established the new Space Force, is because that is kind of the new frontier of warfare.
And that's where we have to leave it. Chris
sure,
Thompson, always a pleasure to talk to you,
thank
even
you.
Though sometimes you scare me.
And thank you.
We look forward to having you back.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com. Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful. Ryan Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. See you on the next show.